that for episode 13 of Matt Chats, and got a very special guest on. He's been waiting to come on. He's been on once before in the quiz. We've got Isaac and the Vegemite Scrolls right here on Matt Chats. How are you?
Yes, I'm here. I've been a long time, been asking for a while, and I'm finally here.
Well, Bryce got you on first, didn't he?
Yep.
He snapped you away.
Yep.
And
I was waiting for the call up.
Pretty upset about it.
Yeah, I was.
Been waiting. Now, I've heard you're also a big fan of Cordial to Fanta as well.
Huge fan. Yep.
What do you like about it? What's your favourite part about the band so far?
Everything in the music industry lately has just been, you know, same type stuff.
Yeah.
Always same kind of pop music coming out. You got people like Post Malone who just make the same sound every single time they make a record. And that's what I like about Cordial Fanta. You never know
something
what you're
going
to get. Something a bit different. Yeah,
I like it. I like it. Now, Isaac, you're on the Vegemite Scrolls. You're on the Sunday Sesh as well.
Yep.
Now, I've had it confirmed that the Vegemite Scrolls aren't actually, like, backup members in the band.
No, so that was a bit deceiving for some people. They heard Isaac and the Vegemite Scrolls and thought I came in, and then they said, "Where are your mates?" And I said, "Oh, that's just the name of the band."
See, I thought you had two, like, backup people doing something.
No.
Were the Vegemite Scrolls.
Well, I did once upon a time. My roommate was playing drums, but I had to kick him out of the band.
Oh, no.
Because he wasn't good enough, and he was getting a bit too big for his boots. He was, after a couple of weeks of playing with me, he was like, I'm getting really good at drums. I was like, you're not. You got no idea. So I had to boot him and just go solo.
Yeah.
So I thought I could just be the leader of my own team.
Do you think maybe once you get to that stage where you're probably performing in front of live crowds, maybe you could have Vegemite Scrolls that you throw out?
Yeah, that's a plan. I ate a Vegemite Scroll a couple of months ago. It was my friend, and I said, take a photo. This can be my band photo for when my Spotify page gets going. But
yeah.
I've actually got an album cover.
An
album cover already done. It's me sitting on top of a waterfall. Very nice
on
photo.
On top of a waterfall?
Yep. Nice. I tagged Cordial Fanny in it.
You
might have seen it. It was on
wow.
Yeah, it was on my Instagram. Very good.
I'll have to check it out. Do you have it? Is there a title coming for the name of the album? Or is
I was thinking it was probably be Eyes at Me on the Veggie Art Scrolls. See, that's it there. It's a very nice photo, which you can see.
Yeah, right.
Only audio, but yeah. Well, it's me sitting on a waterfall. It looks photoshopped, but it's actually not photoshopped. I'm sitting on top of that waterfall.
Where is that waterfall?
Oh, it's down south in Yarring Up, very close to my house.
Would you be photoshopping some Vegemite Scrolls like in the...
I was thinking about it, but I think it kind of ruins the...
The natural part.
Yeah, it does ruin it.
Okay, well, we'll come back onto your musical talents a bit later. But obviously, you're a huge Fremantle Dockers fan.
Huge, yep. I'm actually wearing a purple shirt today.
You're wearing a purple
just
shirt.
Coincidence, but okay. I will do this shirt to the games.
Do you?
Yeah, it's like discreetly...
Supporting.
I don't have to wear a jumper. I don't have to wear the... I wear a Freo Dockers hat.
I keep looking at it and there's something like... I'm reading... Because I keep thinking you've got it on inside out because the words are like back
that's
to front.
That's what it looks like, yep.
Altered state.
Yep, that's what it's supposed to look like. I've tried to read it a lot, but yeah. Yeah, it is kind of back to front, but that's the way it looks.
Fair enough. Well, I wanted to go through the trade period because we haven't gone through it on this podcast as yet. So I'm going to go through each team and see what they brought in, and we'll give it a rating out of 10.
Sure.
We'll have a chat about each. So start with Adelaide Crows. They brought in Jackson Hatley. Well, they haven't yet, but they'll pick him up in the preseason draft. It's guaranteed.
Okay.
He's more of a winger, half forward. He's from GWS. He only played 13 games at the Giants, but he's considered to be pretty good. What do you think of that? Obviously, they're going to end up with it. What do you think of that pickup?
And they lost Crouch.
Yeah.
We'll give them four.
Four?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go four as well. It's not much action happening there for Adelaide.
No one really wants to go there. People more so want to get out.
Yeah, very true. Brisbane Lions, now they lost Stephen Martin, but I think they got enough ruck stocks to cover it.
Yep.
I think McInerney will probably go into the ruck. And they got that Archie Smith as a bit of backup. Danaher and Cockatoo in. I don't mind that. I know they're a bit injury prone, but if they get them right.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I'm going with eight.
Eight. I'm going to go seven.
Yeah, I was going to go 7.5, but I was being generous.
I think if they get those players right, they could be premiership winners.
Yes.
Cockatoo and Danaher. Carlton, they brought in Lockie Fogarty, Adam Sard, and Zach Williams. Pretty good trade period for Carlton.
It is. I'm going with 8 as well.
8?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go 8. I like the Sarnham Williams one. The Lockie Fogarty's a bit whatever. Mm. See how it goes. Collingwood didn't bring in any players. Traded Phillips for pick 65. Treloar for not much. And Stevenson...
For a packet of biscuits.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm going to Collingwood a 1 out of 10.
Yeah, I was going to go 1 as well.
So a horrible trade period. Hopefully they turned around in the draft. Essendon. They were in Peter Wright, Jai Caldwell, and Nick Hind. I'm a big fan of 2 meter Peter.
Yeah,
I like him. I'm gonna go 7.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 7 as well. Yeah.
Moving on to Freo. Freo didn't bring in anyone. They lost Hogan. I'll give it a 5 out of 10. I think they achieved what they wanted.
Yeah, I'll go 5. Just there. Just
no one really came available for the Dockers.
No.
Maningolo, that could have been the one.
Could have, but I mean. No, you know, we don't need to bring old players in. He left, you know, wanting new bad things.
Geelong, Jeremy Cameron, Sean Higgins, Isaac Smith all joining the club. They lost Lockie Fogarty. Managed to keep everything else. They've obviously given up a lot of picks for Cameron, but haven't managed to lose too many players. I'm going to give them a 7 only because I worry about the age factor they've brought in.
I'm going with 8.5.
Yep.
Yeah. I do worry about the age factor.
Yeah. Gold Coast, Rory Atkins and Oleg Markov joining the club. I don't mind it. They've given Atkins a 4-year deal on, I think, $500,000 a year, which Atkins is decent, but I don't think he's worth that much.
No.
I'll give him a 6, the Gold Coast.
I was going to go 6 as well, yeah.
6. The GWS Giants, Hogan in, Bruce in. I like that. They did lose Caldwell and Haitley and Cameron. So I still think it's not a bad trade period. I'm going to go 5.5.
Yeah, I'll go 6.
Yeah, just over the halfway mark, I'd say. Hawthorn, they've got Kyle Hardigan, Tom Phillips in. Tom Phillips, obviously, I think he's... I think Collingwood are playing him out of position this year, playing him a lot up forward. He's a key wingman. I think he's a pretty handy pickup, especially for pick 65. And Hardigan will play a defensive roll down back. I'll give him a 6 out of 10, I reckon.
6.5.
Melbourne, Ben Brown, the only in. Again, just crazy that North Melbourne have jumped off him so quickly.
I know. Have one bad year. He's, you know, was going to win the Coleman last year.
Exactly. I'm going to go... I'll give him a 7, I'd say.
6.
6?
Yeah.
North Melbourne, Aiden Corr, Jaden Sessonson, Atu Bosengalavalagi, or whatever his name is.
You should know.
Oh, it's so hard to pronounce. Yeah. Lockie Young. Look, I don't mind it. I think Stevenson's obviously their best pick up there. I'll give him a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I was going to do 7 as well. 7. Yep. Thinking alike.
And new North Melbourne coach just been announced, David Noble. So, see how that goes to North Melbourne. Obviously, Reece Shaw out the door. Port Adelaide, Alir and Fantasia. I like that. I'm going an 8.5.
Yeah, 8.
Richmond didn't bring any players in. Just a couple going out. Just players that were on the brink and maybe not getting a game. But they're still pretty strong, Richmond.
I'm going with a 3.
Yeah,
in trade period terms.
Yeah, I'll go 3 as well. St Kilda, they got Brad Crouch, Jack Higgins, and Sean McKernan.
I think that's not too bad.
Yeah, I think that's handy as well. Sean McKernan.
Go with 8.
I'll go 8 as well. The Swans, they only got Tom Hickey in, and they lost Alir Alir, so I'm going to go 4.
Yeah, 3.
3. West Coast Eagles, now they have given up basically nothing besides Hickey, which they don't need.
No.
And they've gotten in Witherden and Langdon, so...
7.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go 8.5. I think it's a great trade period for them. And the Bulldogs, Treloar, Stephen Martin, and Mitch Hannon, and they've also managed to keep Josh Dunkley.
I'm going with 10. 10. Oh, 9.5.
10? I'll go 9. I think they've been the winner out of the trade period. Now, we've gone through all that. Dockers, obviously, 2020, interesting season for them, a lot of upside.
And I think the season before, 2019, people will forget... A lot of things we did in 2019. We beat Geelong at home, who were the top team, finished top last year.
We beat the Pies.
We beat the Pies at the MCG. We
the
beat
Lions.
Lions by a point.
GWS, I'm pretty sure you beat
We beat GWS away as well. And GWS, they got in the grand final that year.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think our last 2 years has been a lot to like. The problem with Freo is we beat the good teams and then we lose to some...
The Carltons. And
yeah,
like
and
that.
Gold Coast. I think Freo are the type of team, I read this for, if you, the good teams, they get caught sleeping, Freo will take that opportunity. We need to not be that team. I honestly think we can make finals next year.
You're tipping a top 8 finish.
Well, I'm hoping, but I think we can.
What would you take as a pass mark? Where have they got to finish to? At least you go, okay.
I think we have to finish in the top 8 next year.
Top 8.
Because we should have finished in the top 8 this year.
Yeah.
I think
chances.
Yeah, if we beat Carlton. If
Essendon.
Essendon, yeah. Round 1. We lost to Gold Coast. We didn't win our first 4 games.
Playing catch up.
Yeah, so, and I think we finished 10th, and there was a sneaky chance we were perhaps going to make in the 8th. So, you want to do better than the season before. So, I think a pass is to finish 8th. We have to make the finals this year, otherwise, be disappointed. Nothing more, nothing less.
You heard it here first. Yeah. Docker Sands want to see that top 8 finish.
Plus, David Mundy just signed a new contract.
He did.
He's 18 games away from playing 350 games.
And then if he plays 22, he'll pass Pav.
Yeah, Pav played 353 games. So, sad to see Pav maybe lose that milestone. But at the same time, I think David Mundy deserves to have that milestone. He's only in the past 3 years been recognised as the player that he is in the AFL and I think in the Fremantle community.
Yeah.
He's just a gun. He's put his heart and soul into the club. Victorian player, not from WA, but I think it's safe to say that WA is now his home.
Be interesting to see if he does pass it, because obviously, even if he doesn't play 4 games or something for the year, he probably won't pass it unless there's a couple of finals in there. Is it his last year? Who knows?
I don't know. He's Eddie Betts type player where they'll just sign him 1 year contract. And if we're going on the back of last year, he didn't start too flash because he had an injury. But then at the end, the midway through the year, he's just a machine. His upper body strength, players will go tackle him. He won't even push them. He'll just shoulder shrug them.
Yeah.
And they'll just fly straight off him. It's just great to watch.
One game I remember last year, you guys got pretty much smashed by GWS, but there was that point in the match where he was literally just keeping in it single-handedly.
He went mental. I was at that game. And, that was what I remember was that from that game. He got a clearance. Someone went to tackle him. He didn't even use his arms. He just used his shoulder and upper body and just, like, shrugged him off, and they literally fell off him. So He's a strong man.
You gotta respect his loyalty too. Could have gone back to a Victorian club, chased a premiership.
Could have, but I feel like he's only just been recognised for the player that he is. He's one of those players, I think, for his first 10 seasons. I don't know how many seasons he's played, but I'd say first 10 seasons. He was just kind of under the radar, flew under the radar a bit. Yeah, and then he became captain for 1 year. I think that's when he started to get recognised as the player he is.
That was strange that he was captain for 1 year and then it all changed again.
I think everyone knew it was going to be Fife.
Yeah.
At the time, I think Fife was a bit too young. I think he needed to prove himself. But yeah, good on him.
Who do you think the next Freo captain is?
Very hard choice. I think, honestly, I've thought this ever since got drafted. I think it might be Brayshaw.
Really?
I think it might be Brayshaw.
Brayshaw. And you didn't end up getting Angus from Melbourne in the end.
No, we didn't.
That,
we didn't. I think still come along the way, but I don't think we really need him. Taking off last year, I don't think we need any more players. Because we have such a young team, players will mature and grow. And two players in particular, this time last year, I used to hate them. Called absolute flogs.
Can I guess them?
Yeah.
Is one of them Mitch Crowden?
No, but he's the third. He's the third one in there.
Yeah.
Two of them, and they've earned my trust, and now I'm confident in them. One is Sean Darcy.
Yeah.
I used to just bag him out.
Yeah.
And he had two games in particular, Melbourne and Collingwood, arguably two best ruckmans in the competition. He made both of them look like they nothing.
Yeah.
Grundy is even as well. And in that Melbourne game, he got some Brownlow votes.
Yeah.
Kicked two goals. And the other one is Darcy Tucker.
Is he in your good books again?
He's in my good books. I used to could not stand Darcy Tucker, and now I actually rate him as a player. Strong player, can kick goals. When he lines up for a set shot, I actually feel more comfortable probably with him going for a set shot than even probably the likes of Fife.
Yeah.
Fife's not good in front of goals.
The only worry I have for the Dockers is they've got Darcy to ruck. If he goes down, I worry about your second ruck stocks. Obviously, a lob usually has to do it.
Yeah, that's someone. I think we should have picked up someone like that, a ruckman. I don't know why we didn't, but yeah, list management. Probably no one to fill the spots.
Is Bailey Banfield still on the list, or you cut him now?
Nah, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, no.
I think he didn't. He had his chances. Poor skills. Started his season off well. And then that started his career off well first year. But nah. Yeah.
Not cutting it.
No, he's not cutting it for me.
All right, I'm going to talk a little bit of cricket now because obviously you've heard about the new Big Bash rules.
Yes, very interesting.
Obviously, the X Factor players. What do you think about that? And do you think it's a good option, bad option?
I think it's a huge gimmick. Yeah. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's a classic Australian saying, which is very true. Like, I don't see the problems with league before.
The only problem I have with it, I think it's just too long now. They need to go back to what it was like in BBL 3, 4. I think they just made it too long. Like, once it gets to the back end, everyone's just like...
The season, I agree. First 2 months, first month, because there's a game every single night.
Everyone's like, oh, this is sick.
Everyone watching it, and then... Everyone's towards the end. Everyone's like, "Oh, yeah, that's right. The Big Bash is on."
Yeah.
And even Scorchers games, people are like, "Oh, that's right. Scorchers are on." People do lose interest, and it starts so late in the year. That's a problem. Yeah. Every single year, everyone goes because the test will finish, and then everyone goes, "When's Big Bash?" And there's a good 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There's no cricket at all. Why don't they capitalize on that?
Earlier this year, I think it's on 10th of December.
Yeah. Good read.
But,
they should.
I'm not sure. I'll have a look.
I feel like they do it because they wait for a lot of the test players.
To get back,
but I don't think they need to do that. I think the good thing about the Big Bash is players get the opportunity to play who
you wouldn't normally see.
You wouldn't normally see, and you get to see them playing, give them an opportunity to step up, and then in a month or so, then your big players start to come in, and that's usually has happened in the past.
See, so the last game of the regular season is on the 26th of January, and
that's an early finish, I feel like.
It feels like it, but I just feel like I'd have to have a look at the BBL, say, 3 fixture, and let's have a look how long that ran for. Because every team's playing each other twice.
Okay.
So that never used to happen. So it doesn't seem like I can find it here. It just keeps coming up with the new fixtures, even though I looked up BBL 3.
Mm.
But I remember you used to play teams once, I think.
Mm.
I think they're doing a lot of double-up maybe games on days as well, potentially. But the Scorchers seem to have a strong squad, so I think they'll go okay.
Yeah, hopefully see how we go.
I think they got, was it Josh? But no, Jason Roy, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Jason Roy.
Yeah.
Mm. And they got Colin Munro as well, Livingston. So there's some big hitters in that top order, so it'll be interesting to see how they go. Now, we're going to get Bryce in here later because they're going to play a game.
Nice. Like games?
New game that's never been done on the podcast.
Okay,
so,
nice.
It's going to be favouring. It's going to be involving the Fremantle Dockers, so
nice.
It'll be tough for Brother Win, but also it'll be pretty embarrassing if you lost.
Oh, yeah, so I do have pressure.
You do have pressure.
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk a little bit about your taste in movies and TV.
All right, what's your go-to
genre sort of thing?
I love comedy. I love a good laugh.
Yeah.
So. Love, huge Sacha Baron Cohen fan. Ali G.
What was your thoughts on the new one? Fan or?
Yeah, better than what I thought it was going to be. From the trailer, I was like, oh, it was a lot more political, a lot more thinking than the first Borat. I think the first Borat relied on this crass kind of humour.
Yeah.
And the second one more relied on like political jokes, which I enjoyed because I like that type of humour.
Yeah.
So the Da Ali G show is a show that used to be on HBO in the early 2000s. Probably my favourite show of all time. I watch it. Every time I watch it, I get excited like it's the first time I've seen it.
Yeah.
Some other favourite shows, How I Met Your Mother. Love that show. Okay. Seen it many times.
So something that we spoke about in the podcast the other day, I spoke with Peter. What are your thoughts on the end of How I Met Your Mother? The
horrible.
Finale?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Really bad. It just went too quickly. I didn't like it. It's like they kind of rushed it. Really died.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, not a
it
fan
annoyed
at all.
Me that they spent the whole last season at Wedding, and they rushed the last episode through.
Like, yeah, and then just, she dies in the end. It's just a big cop out, and then he gets back with Robin.
It's like, well, I'll wait all this time for that.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I wasn't really a fan of that, but you take the last season away, and then I like it.
Yeah, good show.
Mm.
What else?
I like a bit of South Park, not so much anymore. Yeah. I like a lot of political humour, Chase's War and Everything. I like that one. I like that type of humour with Chase's War and Everything and Ali G, where they get people in public.
Yeah.
And just, you know, stuff around with people in public. As far as movies go, I have a weird taste of movie. Pulp Fiction, great movie. Stand By Me, one of my favourite movies. I like old movies.
Old movies.
Yeah. Don't mind my animated movies, like kids' movies.
Yep.
Shrek, of course, Toy Story. All the classics. What did I watch the other day? That was funny. Oh, Madagascar.
Madagascar.
I don't mind just sitting.
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Oh, mainly one.
Mainly one.
But I like, sometimes if I'm in the mood, I like watching TV that's not going to make me think too much.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if I'm in the mood, I'll watch TV that really makes me think. Like, I love the news. I like watching the news.
You enjoy the news.
I don't get to watch it that much because it's at 6 o'clock. But if I get the opportunity, if I go, oh, it's 6 o'clock, I'll chuck the news on.
Nice. Which channel you go to for news? 7?
I go 7. I don't particularly like it because it's not... It's kind of like the type of news that you see on the Daily Mail. It's entertainment news. It's not actual news. And you watch what happens on Channel 7 news, and then you flip over to the ABC, and it's gone car bombing in Azerbaijan, 20 people dead. And you go, wait, I just watched the 7 o'clock news, and they spent 2 minutes talking about a surfing hamster. And what, 20 people have died in the Middle East? But the surfing hamster was more important.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't really like that because I like to know what's going on in the world. Yeah. So, you know, I just watch it because it's light entertainment news. And if I really want to get depressed, I'll watch the ABC or the SBS because it is more depressing news.
That's fair. You said Azerbaijan. You've been around to a lot of countries.
Yeah, haven't been there.
Haven't been there.
No.
If I list off some countries, you'd be able to tell me if you've been there.
Sure.
You've been to Sweden?
No, haven't been to Sweden. But used to live with a girl from Sweden. My friend's girlfriend's from Sweden used to be my roommate.
Well, are you?
So no, I'm not.
It's all happening in your life, isn't it?
Yeah, very cultured. Yeah. You got more?
Oh, what can I think of here? Some strange countries. You've been to Jamaica?
No, but funny you say that. me and my family were supposed to be going to Jamaica next year. Pre-COVID, but that's off the cards. But mum and I are going to get there one day. Dad probably as well. But yeah, Jamaica's a place that my parents... that's our next family holiday. We said we're going to Jamaica in the West Indies. Because from what I've heard, they have cricket... they love cricket over there.
Yeah.
And they have these big cricket matches and everyone just parties in the stands. And apparently it's just really fun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I know they got the West Indies cricket team. They seem to have a good laugh.
Yeah, they do.
Pretty regularly.
Yeah. Everyone likes the West Indies cricket team. Oh, that's the thing. I think over the years, they're one of those teams that everyone's just liked.
It's like your second favourite team.
They are, yeah. Because they're just... Like you said, they seem like a fun team. They seem to just have fun.
Yeah.
Mr. Universe boss.
Yeah.
Like, what a legend.
I assume you would have been here. I'm going to ask anyway because I've never been there. Bali? Have you been to Bali?
Of course. Been to Bali many times.
Worth it?
Many times. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're supposed to go to Bali this year for my birthday, but we didn't, thanks, Mum.
No.
Well, COVID was the reason, but Mum said, we're supposed to go to Bali, so, I didn't get your birthday present this year, but... Yep, still holding you against that one, Mum.
Fair enough.
So that was supposed to be my birthday present.
Then it didn't happen to you. Well, since we're gone, I don't need to get you anything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's upsetting.
It was upsetting. Do you know what she did instead? She got all the presents that she's given me that I've never used, put them in a box and gave them to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What was in that box?
There was like an air freshener. There was a T-shirt that I never wore. And, yeah, it's just odd stuff.
It's like...
And I had reasons behind it. I was like, that doesn't fit me. This doesn't, yeah.
It's like, you're never ungrateful, but, like, when you get a wrap present and you can tell it's clothes and you're like, I need clothes, it's just like fuck.
You know what's not gonna be clothes. Yeah. unless you've gone and picked it out, it's always like, oh.
Unless you know. I open up and it's like a Mason Cox shirt or something.
Exactly. But
it's just some Kmart shorts because I need some.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm gonna appreciate this in the long run, but right now I'm not.
You don't want it. Yeah. I know. Yeah, that's Christmas for you.
What other countries can I list off? I'm sure you would have been to a lot. Great, I assume you've been to the UK.
Yes, many times.
Yep. All over the UK?
Yeah, or? All over there. Top to bottom, London, Manchester, Liverpool. They're the main three cities and a lot of places in between that as well.
Did you get to see Man City play?
No, I never actually got to see Man City play. I went to their stadium, Etihad. Yeah. But nah, I went to other Premier League games, but no, I didn't get to see Man City play. I was a bit sad about that, but I spent a lot of time in pubs when Man City was playing, so that was fun. And I'm a huge Oasis fan. Liam Gallagher's like my idol, so I got to go to Manchester and do that and live
what,
that
life. What, saw him play? Or?
No. Just... I had the pleasure of meeting Liam Gallagher at Fremantle last year. Came to Fremantle, yeah. Nice. Yeah, so met him, got a photo. And yeah, I was living off that high for about 2 weeks. I still was like, can't believe it.
Fair enough. What about New Zealand? Have you been to New Zealand?
Yes, been to New Zealand. Wow. Yep.
Not many places I can name as a...
Yeah, no. India, I've been there.
What was India like?
Very interesting. A lot of people all in your face, but you know what? The stereotype is there. They love cricket.
Yeah.
And what I really like about Indians, and especially over here, you'll have an Uber driver and you'll be like, oh, what cricket team do you go for? But, oh, I go for Australia. It's like, oh, really? Don't go for India, Pakistan? No, I go for Australia. Like, they just love cricket in general.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, over there, they go, oh, Ricky Ponting. Do you know who Ricky Ponting is? I was like, yeah, of course. Oh, I know who Ricky Ponting is. He is the best batsman in the world. He's the best batsman in the world. And I'll be like, oh, I actually think Sachin Tendulkar's the best batsman in the world. And they go, no. Sachin Tendulkar, he good batsman. But Ricky Ponting, he's the best batsman in the world. And these are Indians saying that.
Yeah.
And I do, Ricky Ponting is great. And I always, growing up, loved to watch Sachin Tendulkar.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, really? And they're like, no, I think Ricky Ponting is the best batsman in the world. Full stop. Like, they just appreciate good cricket.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I like. It's not, oh, stuff this team, stuff this player. They just, if they're good, they just appreciate it. Ricky Ponting is idolised over there. He could not walk the streets without getting harassed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be the same as Brett Lee and those sort of types.
Yeah.
Have you been to, what about France? Have you been to France?
Yep. France.
Bloody
France.
Hell, mate. How old are you?
22. Try and name France, Germany, Portugal, Spain, Greece, Croatia, Italy, Hungary, Belgium, the Netherlands.
Holy shit.
And that's not all of them. That's just some off the top of my head.
Is that just some careful saving and then just backpacking around?
Yeah. Wow, and budgeting whilst with the money. I worked in Portugal for a bit, so that was all right.
What are you doing there?
I was a bar promoter, so I was walking around getting people to come in the bar. Oh, hey, what are you doing tonight? Oh, yeah, you want to come and get a drink? And then, trying to convince people to drink at the bar. And then I'd get commission if they come and drink at the bar.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was, I get double money if I bring girls in. So that was kind of good.
Yeah, right.
So you bring a group of guys in, you get $5. If you bring a group of girls in, the same group of girls, the same amount of people, you get $10.
Yeah.
So you're looking for the groups of girls because you want to get more money.
So you'd probably have some nights where you make a shitload of money and some where you'd make
none. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what would happen. And some nights would finish up, close up the bar, and the boss would be like, guys, if it wasn't for Isaac tonight, there'd be no one in the bar. Like, everyone, buy him a drink. And I'm like, oh, everyone buy me a drink. And you got to drink it. And I'm like, oh. Interesting. Had some big nights there. Some little sleepless nights. I got real sick because I was just... Because the job... The rule was that with the job, you have to drink.
Really?
The boss said, if you're going to be sober, don't even bother rocking up to work.
What the fuck?
Because he wants you to be in the same mood as everybody.
Yeah, okay.
So he wants you to be jolly. He doesn't want you to be walking around and be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Obviously, you've travelled all these places. Have you got friends from these places that you...
Yeah. Not so much that... Some, about. So, yeah. I got a friend met in Hungary, English guy, and he now lives in Christchurch in New Zealand.
Yeah.
He owns a gin bar, so I'd like to get over there and visit him. He's probably closest friend I got. Other friends met along the way. You know, I have some people I'm friends with on Instagram and Facebook, and
yeah.
They can't even speak a word of English.
Yeah,
right. So, yeah, very interesting stuff.
I assume you didn't go by yourself. I assume you went with someone.
No, the first time I went by myself. Well,
really?
I went by myself, but then met my parents there after a month of being there, and then they left, and then I stayed for another 2 months, and then I met my best friend. So,
yeah,
first time was by myself and meeting up with people along the way.
Wow, eh? So... Mm. How long have you gone? How long have you? What's the longest you've gone out of Australia for on a continuous?
The second time I went to Europe was 6 months or five and a half months. Yeah.
And when you get there, do you have enough money to get back, or you working to get enough money to get back?
Nah. Both times I ended up getting my parents to send me a lot of money, and then by the second time I got home, and they were like, yeah, you're not fucking doing that ever again.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, well, over it. They're like, mate, we just paid for your Europe trips again. I was like, yeah.
That's fair.
Thanks, guys.
Nice. Yeah. Obviously, you're a big man on the world of TikTok.
Yes.
Do you want to give your account a shout out?
Yeah, it is Izzy, triple IZSEY, but you can just find me Isaac Muir, ISAACMUIR. It's a bit of a grind, hey. Like, I'm trying to get the clout, trying to get the views, but it's just not happening.
There's some good content on there.
There is good content. I just, you know what annoys me? Like, a girl will get on there,
yeah,
and we'll have like a bra on, and we'll show a bit of cleavage, and then she'll get millions and millions of views, and then someone like me,
just who's creating making good quality content,
making quality content, and then just doesn't get appreciated.
I think one of my favourites was the one where you destroyed that jigsaw puzzle.
Yep.
I was a big fan of that one.
Yeah, well, I destroyed my mum's jigsaw. Very convincing. Actually, it was all a setup. Yeah, mum's a good actor.
So did you spend the time putting that puzzle together just so
Nah, it was already done up.
Oh, so she'd finished it.
Yeah, it was already finished. And then I was like, oh, can we do a setup? Had a maid over. And yeah, can we do a setup and do this? So it was already done. So
yeah.
It was kind of, yeah, but it was very convincing. Random people commenting going, oh, I feel bad for your mum, or I feel bad for her. Oh, you're bad. But they didn't know. It was all a setup.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, smoke and mirrors, the magic of television.
Jesus. So have you been to many places around Australia as well, or mainly overseas?
Yeah, been Melbourne, Queensland, me and my parents drove across the Nullarbor, drove to Melbourne 1 year. My grandma lives in Queensland. Been to Adelaide. My granddad's from Adelaide. Been to Sydney for a brief second, but was there, saw the Sydney Harbour Bridge. That was on my return to one of my return trips from Europe. I had to stop over in Sydney, and I had 2 hours in... It was 3 hours in Sydney.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's enough time for me to catch a train into the city, chill in the city for an hour and a half, and then come back before my flight back to WA, because I'd never been to Sydney. So I just went there, and I wanted an Australian beer. I bought a VB, smashed it in the park, went to a Coles, was like, wow. Because I've been away for like 4 months.
So,
pretty much been everywhere. Went up north this year. Done a lot of travelling in WA this year. In a lot of places.
Yeah.
Up, down, all around. Yep. Everywhere, really.
Never stops you, does it?
No, it doesn't. There's an endless thing. So, my new venture, I want to try doing TikTok travel things.
TikTok travel. So, where's the next place you're planning on going? Obviously, you said Jamaica, but that's for the family holiday. Where are you going next?
Just start in Australia first. Travel documentaries and stuff in Australia.
Yeah.
And then work my way from there.
Just around WA to start?
WA to start, build a platform, and then go over east, try that, and then try do more.
You're a busy, busy man.
Yeah, trying to keep busy.
That's how you're going to spread eyes at me on the Vegemite scrolls.
Maybe, actually. Get us internationally known. I need a guitar, but that's the problem. Or maybe I could just do vocals.
Maybe. Didn't you bring a guitar in?
Yeah, I did.
So you have a guitar?
Oh, I got 7 guitars, actually.
Oh, well, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I've got to carry them around with me.
Do you know which one you'd take with you?
No, I don't. Probably just an acoustic. I guess that's easier.
Yeah, then you can really, if you play some randoms around a campfire.
Campfire, yep. Kumbaya and holding hands. Not when playing guitar, but yeah.
I like it. Well, we're going to get Bryce in very shortly. We're going to play something called the Name Game.
Name Game, all right.
So we're going to start without Bryce because we don't want him to know what you've put down because we don't want to give him an inkling. So what's going to happen is,
yep,
in the Name Game, you're going to get 30 seconds.
Yep.
And you're going to have to name as many listed Fremantle Dockers players as you can.
Easy.
So the aim is to get more than Bryce.
Yep.
So I'm going to play the opener and there'll be some music in the background. Yep. And I'll time you for 30 seconds. Don't crack under the pressure. Bryce does know his footy. Do you reckon you can knock him off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'd back in.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play the opener.
The name game.
All right, so we've got some background music, all right? So you're going to have 30 seconds. I'm going to get my timer up to name as many as you can, okay?
Yep.
20 listed players. Let's go. All right, ready?
Oh, wait. Is this, what if they've been delisted? Is it on the books now?
Let's go on the books now. All right, Let's go on the books now. All right, ready, set, go.
Nat Fife, Michael Walters, Luke Ryan, Sean Darcy, Adam Chera, Andy Brayshaw, Caleb Sarong, Hayden Young, Darcy Tucker, here we go, Rory Lobb, Michael Fredericks, who else to go? Oh, having blanks now. Nathan Wilson. This is harder than I thought. There's gonna be someone.
Stop. 30 seconds up. That's 12.
I'm disappointed. You could have done better.
I've played it before, and I'll tell you, once it starts, your brain just it stops.
I got some now.
Yeah, it really just. So Bryzer shouldn't be far away. Tell me to give a signal when it's time. Do you want to start?
Stephen Hill.
Start waving to him.
David Mundy, I missed him.
He can see you. You wave to him.
Yeah.
He can't see me because of the board.
He's talking at the moment.
All right.
I missed David Mundy.
Yeah, I'll tell you, once it starts, it really, the pressure does come on.
It does.
So do you think 12's going to be enough?
He'll
crack as well, I'd say.
Yeah, I reckon he will.
He'll crack as well.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how he goes. Yeah, here he comes. Bryzer's walked in. Bryzer.
Hello, mate.
Hello. You don't really know what's happening, do you?
I have no clue what's going on.
All right, so we're playing a game called the Name Game. Bryzer, it's an opportunity for you to show your knowledge on Fremantle Football Club.
Oh, my God.
So, you got 30 seconds.
So is it just me by myself, is it?
Well, that's already gone. So, you've got 30 seconds to name as many listed Fremantle Dockers players as you can. Or not? I won't tell you how many he's got. Okay. We'll wait till afterwards, okay?
All right.
So, you've got to name as many as you can. Right. I'll be counting. You've got 30 seconds. No, it's Fremantle today, mate.
That's fair. All right.
All right. So, when are you ready?
So, you want to say, so you have a think. 1 second. All right,
we're starting. On your marks. Get set. Go.
Matt Taylor, Mitch Crowden, Alex Pearce, Luke Ryan.
Who's off so far?
Liam Henry. Adam Chera. Brayshaw. God, now I'm screwing up. Big time.
Missed a big one.
I know, I'm thinking. Matt Fife.
No, I'm sorry, it was in too late.
I thought when you started, there was about five players. I didn't say Tabernard, I didn't say Alex Pearce, I didn't say Liam Ryan.
You're off to a fly. I don't think you said Liam Henry either.
I said Liam Henry.
Yeah, I don't know.
I said Liam Ryan. Yeah, sorry, Liam Henry. I mixed up with
Okay, I can reveal.
Yeah.
That Isaac got 12, you got 7. So, Bryza.
I did the same as you, got started it, and Hofstra went,
You meant to freak out,
yeah. Yeah. It's hard, so, hard game.
Once you're in there, the threat...
It was my game to win, so yeah. It was your game, you know.
To lose, yeah.
So, well.
Right. Oh, it'll be interesting to see in future weeks if anyone coming in after the initial first guesser can jump in and win.
Yeah.
So, Bryza, before you go, we were talking Dockers earlier.
Yeah.
Where do you think they finish next year?
8th.
Yep. 8th, oh, that was Isaac's guess as well.
Yeah.
I reckon they'll be top 8 next year, and then 2 years' time, we'll be top 4.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think if we don't finish in the 8th, it's disappointing, yeah.
I think it's gonna be that 8th-10 mark next year, but I think 8th. I think they're good enough to finish top 8. They've gotten rid of all their
passengers,
passengers is what I describe it. I was gonna say the leeches, but that was the but yeah, they've gotten rid of all. I think Longwheel's doing a fantastic job for that club, and I think they'll be in the top 8 next year. Just a scary thought as an Knicks fan.
Fremantle Dockers. Could they finally win a derby, maybe? Here's some other Dockers players you might have missed. Blake Akers.
Yep.
James Akers. H.
Oh, that's sweet for you. I'll tell you sweet during the week. I saw Reece Conker during the week.
Nice.
Another player you missed.
It was. Now I feel like a dickhead, don't I?
Brett Bewley.
Oh, yeah.
Connor Blakely.
Shulkowski.
Isaac Butters. Did he get delisted?
Delisted, yeah.
Adam Chera. We got Adam Chera. Travis Collier.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting one.
We were talking about him earlier. Sean Darcy.
I got Sean Darcy, yeah.
I forgot the ruck. I was trying to think of the ruckman. All I could think of was Sandlands.
I did that. I was at ruckman.
Stephen Gyro still there?
Yep. Oh, he's been injured.
Ethan Hughes?
Did I say Crowden?
I think you did.
I did say Crowden.
I didn't.
Because all I could think of was Matt saying Crowden.
Sarong.
I got Sarong. I did Sarong.
You didn't get Sarong, did you?
No, I was trying to think of him. All I could think of was Chera.
Sarong. Yeah. Luke Valente.
Hayden Young.
Yep. Hasn't played a game
yet. Young.
Yeah, I did Hayden Young.
Did you get Walters?
I didn't say Walters.
No.
Wow.
We missed a lot of big ones.
I missed all the young ones.
Yeah, David Mundy either.
Wow. And we're talking about Mundy earlier.
I missed out on 5. How do you miss out on...
That was the first one I did.
How would you miss out on five? Yeah.
I think his little thinking at the start, he got those 4 names in his head, just went bang, 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 and then went, now it's start.
That's what I did. I just went, yeah.
Because you got off the flyer as well.
I was like, well, 5, Walters, bang, and then, yeah. I was trying to go
with the young players, and at least I had a chance of going the young ones later on. And then the thing is, I was like, nah, I'm going to do it first, and then put the mature players later. And I forgot who mature players' names were.
Yeah.
That's not good tactics. No. That was bad. All right, well, good game.
Yeah. Well, Bryza, thank you for hanging around.
Anytime.
Keep working on that Sunday sessions. We've been talking about the Vegemite Scrolls.
Oh, God.
And Cordial Defender. It could be a little bit of a compilation.
Collab. Yeah, collab.
We've got one more week left of the show for this year, boys.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
You never know. Get on there. It's fine. Just record. It's fine. I'm happy with
that. Well, both of you boys were in the quiz earlier and both got knocked out. So.
No.
Very sad. It was very tight. My quiz.
You knocked Isaac out originally, didn't you?
First round. Yep.
And then I lost to. You lost to in the end.
You lost to Kempy.
That's right.
Yeah, and there was an epic one yesterday between Dirk, or the other day between Dirk and Peter.
Apparently they missed out all the cricket questions.
Yeah, some good cricket questions.
It was usually 1st to 7. We had to go 1st to 3.
Who won?
It was painful. Peter got up.
Peter.
The winning question was
Peter beat Dirk?
The winning question was who invented the light bulb? Do either of you know?
Thomas Edison.
Yeah.
Correct.
I was just about to say that.
And Peter got it.
So. Peter knows knowledge.
he rattled off some fact about light bulbs and then said it's Thomas Edison. So if you want to hear that, his fact about light bulbs, go check it out. Final thing before I let you go. Have you nearly gone as much travelling as this man?
This man's crazy. Freak. He comes travelling. Yeah. Like,
you're 22.
Out.
Yep. I've still got more to do.
I'm actually like, because he's planning on more next year, aren't you?
Yeah, more next year.
I'm jealous. I'm like,
I'm going to try a travel TikTok documentary.
How are you having the borders being closed then all over the world?
Yeah. Well,
he's okay. It just is what it is.
I'm going to travel Australia or WA.
True.
Got so much to see in our beautiful country.
Travel out yonder. What is it?
Yeah.
Wander out yonder.
Wander out yonder, yeah.
Is that what you're going to do, brother?
Huh?
Are you going to wander out yonder?
Yeah, why not? Just do it. Go backyard.
See you, brother.
See you,
mate. See you later, mate. Have a good
Thank
one.
You for coming in.
You're welcome. If you talk shit about me on the podcast, I will get someone.
Oh, well, I've heard your podcast episode and talking a bit of shit about me. You nearly doubled his scoring then. I thought he was going to get you when he...
Yeah, I did too.
When
I
he got
nervous.
An early run, I went on.
I got real nervous, but oh well.
He crumbled, well, as we thought he would.
We knew he would, yeah. He can't do pressure. We all know that. He can't do pressure.
Sam Swakowski, another one?
Yep.
He's still on the list, isn't he?
Yep.
Okay. Interesting.
Kwoski Crystal.
Now, last thing before we go... Obviously, probably got another 10-15 left, but any stories, anything you want to share with us that's been happening in your life over the recent weeks or just any times that you want to share with the general public?
Give me an opportunity for a story. I told some two good stories on Bryza's podcast.
I did listen to a bit of Bryza's podcast.
Yeah, they were two good stories. Hard one. Let me think. Give me some
ideas.
Ideas, yeah.
Well, let's ask real. You said you used to play junior cricket, didn't you?
Yep.
So why don't you talk us through your early days of junior cricket or your first couple of games, how that panned out?
All right. Well, I used to play cricket as a kid. My dad was quite a good cricketer.
Yeah.
Story about my dad. When he was younger, he got called up to play on Fremantle A grade. Dad was always a wicketkeeper.
Yeah, okay.
And it got the call up to play Fremantle A grade. Some of the people he used to play with, he was telling me only the other day, Sean Marsh used to run around as a little kid at the Freo Cricket Club, and he used to say, throw me balls, and everyone throwing balls. It's kind of like Gary Ablett scenario, him being when he used to be at Geelong, and everyone used to kick it to him. He used to run around, and apparently Sean Marsh used to run around with little pads on, and everyone used to throw him balls.
Yeah.
But one story in particular was his first game, just got the call up for Fremantle A grade, and Brad Hogg was playing the team. Yeah. Brad Hogg was actually the opening batsman at the time. Very interesting stuff. And Hoggy, at anyone in particular, went up to him and was giving him a lot of shit. So, why are you here, mate? Like, you're just a young kid. Like, this is going to be the only game you're going to play because the wicketkeeper got injured.
Yeah.
And I was like, I bet you're thankful. You're only going to play a couple of games and then we're going to get rid of you. Like, oh, yeah, hope you take every moment as you can.
Were they on the same team?
On the same team.
Wow.
On the same team.
That's
And I think
ridiculous.
Dad got two, a stumping and a catch.
Yeah.
And then afterwards went up to him and was like, yeah, sorry about that, mate. You did a good job. I think you're a good keeper.
Oh, wow.
So Dad was quite a good keeper at the Dunsborough Cricket Club. He was his royalty down there. He won three premierships with them. He got Fielder of the Year like 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Dad was a very good wicketkeeper. He used to play with some of my dad's friends. One in particular I know him well is... Lance Morris, who now has been playing for WA.
Oh, yeah, right.
He used to play with his dad, and his dad, he reckons he used to stand like 2 metres back like when he would bowl and even wanted to stand back even more because he would just bowl gas.
Lance Morris is extremely quick himself.
Yeah. So I used to play with Lance. Dad used to coach. Notable part of my cricket career, I won the bowling award 1 year.
Did you?
For the team, just for the team.
How many wickets?
I think we've got like 18 wickets for the season. Junior cricket, so.
I wonder if I will look on my cricket if I can see the old stats.
Yeah, you probably could actually. So I was a spin bowler. As
leg
a kid,
spin or off spin?
Leg spin.
Nice.
Left arm. So I used to bowl in the nets. I used to just always spend my time in the nets. And one time, one of the coaches of the older team saw me bowling and was like, mate, you're bowling a Chinaman there because I'm left arm leg spinner.
Oh, right, yeah.
Left arm leg spinner. And I was just like, oh.
I'm not Chinese.
Yeah. Well, because I'd been bowling pace and then I thought, oh, I'm going to start bowling spin because he's doing the backyard. And then started doing it. And then everyone used to be like, oh, mate, if you keep doing that, if you keep bowling like that, you'll be something. Yeah. And then I got to 15 and I had the opportunity to get a job Yeah. Or didn't? So I didn't. Did you just look me up on?
I looked. I couldn't find you.
Says, Isaac Muir.
Isaac Muir.
Yeah.
Says a player cannot be found. What team? Target Muir. Maybe.
Isaac Target Muir. Maybe. I play for Dunsborough Cricket Club.
How you spell Taggart?
T-A-G-G-A-R-T.
Will it be a dash between Taggart and dash. Nothing. Yeah, I'll look up Dunsborough Cricket Club.
Yeah.
So, how many years did you play there?
Oh, a long time. Between the ages of 9 to 15. And I stopped playing because I wanted to get a job.
What was your first job?
Washing dishes at a place. I've had so many jobs. But yeah, my last year of cricket, I was turned into an opening batsman, and I was always a tail ender.
What year do you reckon your last year of cricket was?
2013-14 season.
2013-14. I'll delve into the record books.
Yeah.
And see what I can find
something.
Surely there's something.
I used to always look at my stats. Well, that's how I won the bowling award, because the coach looked it up, and it turned out I got the most wickets for the year.
2013-14. So there's three under-12s teams, and under-14s and under-16s, an A grade, a B grade, and a C grade. Do you reckon you're doing
under-14s.
14s. Dunsborough versus St Mary's. Let's have a look. I don't see your name.
Can I see some of the names in there?
J Tass, A Lion, O Christmas, C Hayden, B Hutchinson.
No, I would have been older.
You would have been older.
Yeah, so maybe...
Maybe try the... you said 13, 14, yeah?
Mm.
There's a 16s.
Yeah, maybe try that one.
Dunsborough with a bye. Dunsborough versus St Mary's again.
There are a few Dunsborough teams.
Let's have a look. Jay Colossi... L. White, J. Wayne, N. Barr.
Nah, so I would have quit by then, so maybe try the year...
Year before. I reckon we're getting close.
Maybe go 2 years back, just for safety.
11, 12. Let's
yeah.
try 11,
yeah, 12. Yeah, I would have been playing then.
12s, 14s, 16s. Let's try 12s. We'll take the 12s first. Dunsborough.
It's funny because you name all those the people and I know exactly who they are.
Yeah, okay. Dunsborough. Milton, Dean, Taz, Pez, Dean.
Nah, Christmas, older than them. Beattie. Older than them.
Older than them?
Yeah.
11-12. So let's try. There's two 14s, Dan. Has to be one of these.
Yeah.
Dunsborough. Oh, there's two Dunsborough sides in
there.
There was. Oh. Anderson, Deer, Patterson, Morris. L. Morris, is that?
Yeah, it's Lance. Yeah.
Dallimore, Matt Malloy, White, Harkins,
nah,
Bennett.
I was on the other team. I played with all those people.
Dunsborough 1 had a buyer. Here we go. Dunsborough 1. Opening the batting, Isaac Muir.
How much did I make that day?
You made 12.
12? Well, that's actually not bad.
Let's have a look here. Let's have a look at the career stats. Yeah. 37 matches. Yeah. High score of 12 not out.
That was that game.
No, you got out that game. There must have been another game you made.
Right.
Wickets. 29 for 29. The career.
Thank you. That's not too bad. I had how many matches? 38.
37. That's all right. 29. Best bowling is 3 for 6.
3 for 6. That's not too bad. As a spin bowler, 3 for 6.
It sounds like you're very stodgy, very defensive.
Yeah, I was.
Sounds like you batted a lot of time for just slow runs.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
You played some for Dunsborough 1, some for Dunsborough 2.
Yeah, mixed it up a bit.
Mainly for Dunsborough 1.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. So we have proof.
We have proof.
That
I did play.
It all happened.
I did play.
What about footy? Did you play much footy down there?
A lot of footy. Won a premiership and then lost two premierships.
And then stopped playing?
Three grand final. Yeah. Last year I played, we lost the premiership and then I didn't play again.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What position?
The last three seasons I played footy, we played in the grand final.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What position were you playing?
Mixed. That first grand final, one of the grand finals I played full back.
Really?
And then sometimes I'd play forward pocket, forward flank, early on in my footy career, I used to play on the wing, but then not so much anymore. And when the older I got, when I got into teenage, I used to probably used to play half back. Or
did you get taller, quicker, or something? Is that why you're at full back early?
Oh no, the year I played full back was I was the older one.
Yeah, okay.
And you know when you're always the older one in the year.
Yeah.
I was the older one. I wasn't tall, but I was taller than some of the other players.
Yeah, okay.
But that was a grand final when we lost, and one of my mates was full forward, and we were just like laughing kind of the whole time because me, I'm not the type of player who people say, oh, you know, your mates with them don't, you know.
Don't
you're playing on one of your best mates.
Yeah.
And the ball's in the air and you're tussling for the ball.
Yeah.
You're wrestling each other off each other. You know, you have a bit of fun because you've done that before in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, mucking around and doing it on a footy field. And the coach would always pull me aside and go, oh, is that fucking, oh, you can't, I know your mate's with him. My parents would be like, pfft. Like,
yeah, do you
he's
want.
One of his best mates. Like, yeah. Of course he's going to have a laugh. He's not going to get out there and be like, oh, I hate you.
Yeah.
No, that's the way it is. That's why cricket's good, because you're playing on the other team, the other side, as your mate.
Yeah.
You can have a laugh with them and joke, have banter with them. And then, but it's not like footy where you're playing on them, so you have to be like, oh, I don't want to talk to you. But cricket, you can talk to them and try get in their head, do the Tim Payne thing, and try to be their best mate.
Of course.
And then, you know, psychology of it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Is there any planned returns to the footy field for you in the near future?
Yeah, I was supposed to play this year, but I didn't, and I lost the bet, and to lose the bet, I had to do a nudie run, and the people who did the bet with me, I think they've forgotten about the nudie run. So they might bring it up soon, but I don't want to do the nudie run. I've got to do a nudie run from our local shop's home.
How far is that?
It's about 2Ks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is it during the day you've got to do it?
During the day, yeah, because otherwise what would be the point? But yeah, return.
Be just your like a couple drive past where you're running.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. But yeah, I'm going to try play thirds. I just want to play to have fun.
Yeah, just
kick some as Jack Higgins would say, just kick some snags.
Kick have some snags. Fun. Yeah.
That's all I want to do. Just kick some goals.
Yeah.
And my idol as a kid was the wizard Jeffrey Farmer.
Yeah.
I like to take a lot of my football abilities off him.
Yeah.
Not work too hard.
Yeah.
But when you got the ball, try something freakish, and if it pays off, it pays off. You know, I'd take, you know, and players like Eddie Betts, either, you know, me, say I've got an open goal.
Yeah.
Do you run towards the goal or do you run towards the pocket? I run towards the pocket.
You want to keep the miracle.
Yeah, I want to keep the miracle.
We're down by 3 points at the minute. You go, no, I'm kicking it from the bear.
Yeah. There's an open goal square. There's no one in the goal square. And I go, and I run right. And dribble it in. And then if I miss, I go, but if I kicked it, well, imagine that.
Could you imagine? Like it. Oh, he's back.
No.
Bryza's walked in the show. What do you want, Bryza?
I was going to ask for you guys a favour.
Yeah?
Do you want to be a part of the King of the Charts segment that Jack and I do?
King of the Charts, all right.
Yeah.
I guess we're about to wrap up anyway, so...
All
right. Isaac, what can I say? It's been an absolute pleasure
having you. Thank you. We're doing a handshake right now. Yeah, people aren't seeing it.
It's been
also,
one more thing.
Yeah. You never said I was the member of the 100-man bocce team. That's one of my resume.
Did I not post it on the Facebook?
No, you said, but in this podcast, you've said a lot of things that I've done in my life. But
yeah, you're a member of the bocce squad.
Yeah, I'm a member of the bocce squad.
Now, is that one of your life's achievements?
Yeah, I do have that on my resume.
We're still building that squad. It's a slow.
Yeah,
slow
I
burn.
Have a leader of the leader of Azmi on the Vegemite Scrolls, well-travelled, cultured person, and in the 100 and
you're also the number one fan of Cordial Defender.
Yes, I'm the number one fan of Cordial Defender.
And you haven't uploaded Bocce Squad membership.
I haven't.
It's uploaded.
No, he has. Yeah.
Oh, he has. Apologies.
Just because you're not in the Bocce Squad, Bryza.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm not.
See, I asked personally to be in it, and I got in it.
I'm just being patient. I might be like.
There's still many spots left. There's plenty of spots available, so don't panic.
And the good thing about it, it's not age specific.
Did you ask about Swedish footy? What's going on with that?
Oh yeah, what about Swedish footy actually? didn't ask about that. What's going on? On hold or?
It's on a slow burn. I've been a very busy man.
Yeah. Look, maybe in the holidays?
It'll come. You just...
Hey, if you need me to come commentate, I will.
Sit tight. Chuck your seatbelt on.
I'll come over and we'll smash out a few games.
I'd love you to.
Yeah, I would.
But just pencil it in. Just tell the boys, keep training.
All right.
It's the games are
okay,
coming.
Okay.
It's just I've got to. There'll be a post soon to build it up because everyone's probably thinking it's gone, and then bang.
Yeah. You're not gonna catch them by surprise. See? That's technique. Oh, that's fair.
It's like do you remember what your team was last game? Because I don't.
No idea.
I can send them to you. I'll find them.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. We'll get back on top of it. All right. It's been a pleasure. Make sure you stay dangerous, Isaac.
Yep. I will. Always dangerous. Yeah.
We'll see you next time. Have a
good that
one.
Is all from Matt Chats for this week. Remember, leave a rating, leave a review. Hit that subscribe button. Do what you got to do. I'll see you next time. Have a good one.